You are no longer perceiving through the conditioned mind that labels every perception, compares it to something, or already projects itself forward to the next moment, where there's going to be something that is more complete than this. And this is an amazing, if this is all, if you have only moments here as you sit here of perception through stillness or awareness, in which that which is perceived is not labeled mentally by calling it something, comparing it to something, putting some mental, just that is an amazing thing. If you can then walk out of here, perhaps in the break, and take a cup of tea or coffee from someone, and while he or she gives it to you, your hand reaches out for the coffee or tea, and within that space of taking this coffee and lifting it, it's happening without mental commentary. Wow. It's possible that the mind then will come in and say, oh, it's happening without mental commentary. That's okay. Afterwards, it comes in sometimes. But it is an amazing thing. And from the point of view of the mind-made self, this is not significant at all. Because it always says, okay, and yeah, okay, I got that now, what's next? Because the mind itself is based on what's next and what, and that does not add anything to it. But that is the most amazing thing and this is only a tiny, it may arise initially, and many of you it's arising already, you may not even know it fully, that already in your life there are spaces. And I'm absolutely sure that in many of those spaces are already arising, and you may not even have fully known this. You may only have noticed it as occasionally peace in your life as you go about your daily business, a space of peace. You may only have noticed it as inner peace in the midst of doing something, perhaps. Not beyond that, and not perhaps recognized it as the arising of unconditioned consciousness within you. Thousands and thousands of years of collective human conditioning subsiding as that space arises. And then you are looking at a cup of coffee or a flower or the sea, or you go from here, walk 3-4 steps down a staircase in a state of simple, alert presence. That is an amazing thing, way to live. How does that change my life? Says the little me. And above all, how does that solve my problems? Don't I need to solve my problems first before I can allow myself to explore this dimension of consciousness? Or don't we need to tackle all the problems that are out there in the world, all the enormous amount of suffering that is on the planet. Don't we need to sort that out first before we can allow ourselves the luxury of the transformation of human consciousness? The mind asks. It may be a legitimate question, of course. So much suffering, yes, in oneself and in the world. But what comes first?